Okay, good morning, Rabbi Tai. We're continuing our study of Eshet Chayil. We are continuing what we learned yesterday. And there's a very strong connection to Parashat Matot. Yesterday we spoke about a very critical subject in the world of Chesed. We've been learning about Chasadim Tovim. We're introduced to a new understanding of kindness. As the Pasuk says, Tzedakah teromem goy. Charity, teromem, is able to raise the Jewish people. Tzedakah teromem goy. Charity elevates Am Yisrael. V'chesed le'umim. But the kindness that's done like the goy, hatat, is off the mark for the Jewish people. Tzedakah teromem goy. One more time. Charity, chesed, is capable of being meromem. It raises the nation. The chesed le'umim. But if you do kindness like the nations, even the nations do kindness. But if the goy, if Am Yisrael, does chesed like the nations, hatat, he blew it. Which means that the understanding of chesed and tzedakah in Am Yisrael is a completely different act, even if it looks similar. What does it mean to have the chesed le'umim? What does that mean? If I do chesed like the people in the street, what's wrong with their chesed? What are they doing wrong? And the answer is they're not doing anything wrong. But there's something about chesed that can become much more elevated. You can do the same act, but it could be on a totally different level. We say every day, Asher baharbanu mikol amim. Hashem chose us from all the nations. Venatan lanu et torato. He gave us His Torah. The Torah is not just a book of laws. Torah is not just a book of guidance. For that, we didn't have to go to Shamayim to get it. The Torah is the blueprint of raising a person's life. It takes a person who is physical and earthly and is meromem. It raises him to be heavenly. The Torah is not a book of guidance for life on this planet. It's a book of guidance for life that makes you heavenly. The nations of the world have constitutions and they have laws. But the laws of the Torah have nothing to do with that. The constitution and the laws and the just laws of the nations are laws to bring people together. They're laws that make peace in relationships, neighbors. Make sure you don't take from your neighbor's property, because then you're going to end up fighting with him. So we have laws. The laws of the nations is to help us live together peacefully without people taking our hard-earned money, without people hurting us. And we won't hurt others. It's so some sort of like pact that we have. When we have a country, we have a group, if we don't make rules, then we're not going to be able to live a normal life. No one individual could live a normal life without making rules. So we look at what the world has, and we sit down and we write the rules that will make our lives more happy, less problematic, more peaceful. That's how the laws of the nations come about. The laws of the Torah are not meant to be laws that bring peace with others in society. That would be lowering the value of what we, Am Yisrael, have. The laws that we have are teromem. The laws are there to elevate the person. When Hashem gives us mitzvot, for example, the mitzvah of Chesed, the mitzvah of Chesed and all of its branches is not meant to help society. Hashem doesn't need your help. He doesn't need my help. Hashem is capable of giving every person what they're lacking. Hashem created a world, and He gave us instructions to elevate us. And when it comes to the mitzvot that we don't understand, the hukim, those are easy in the sense because we're only doing them because of God's will. Why else don't we eat milk and meat together? Why else do we have to check for shatnez? But when it comes to the mitzvot that are very logical, mitzvot that we see even the nations of the world are fulfilling, they too give charity, they too help each other, they also honor their parents. In this section, there could be a very big mistake. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech is warning us. Tzedakah, when Hashem gave us the rules of charity and the rules of kindness, teromem, it's meant to elevate you. It's meant to make you godly. Behesed le'umim, but if you do kindness like the rest of the world, why does the rest of the world do kindness? A, because of what I mentioned before, and B, probably the majority of the kindness out there is being done because of people's compassion, because of people's inner desire to help those in need. Hashem created humanity. It's possible to lose that as well. Hashem created humans with a certain desire to help those in need. It's a natural feeling that we all have. So when someone is in need, I feel almost guilty if I don't help them. I am blessed. That person needs. How do I not give him? Hesed le'umim is a hesed that's done out of compassion. It's a hesed that's done out of the natural emotion of a person that feels guilt that they have so much and this person doesn't have what to eat. You'll see all over the world people running to feed, to give clothing, to give medicine, to give all kinds of help. How can we not help those in need when we're so blessed? That's called Hesed Le'umim. That's called the Hesed of the street. It's not a bad Hesed. It's not an evil Hesed. It's a wonderful thing to do Hesed because you care about others. But says Shlomo HaMelech, by Am Yisrael, it's way bigger. It's that and much more. Don't belittle the act of tzedakah or kindness that you're doing. To just say it's something that comes out of my feelings, it's much bigger than that. Tzedakah teromem goy, which means that tzedakah done the Jewish way. Whoever thought that you could do tzedakah the Jewish way, or do tzedakah the le'umim way. Tzedakah the Jewish way elevates your life and elevates your family and brings a tremendous elevation to your entire family. Teromem, it's not just giving people because they need. It's making you a whole different person. We mentioned yesterday that the hesed that we do, the hesed of a Yehudi, is a hesed that comes from a desire to be like Hashem and to follow the will of the Creator. Hesed is a mitzvah. Hesed is a commandment. When a person does hesed and their intent is that I'm doing God's will, I want to be like Him, that makes the hesed bigger. It's not that you don't care about people. Chas v'shalom, of course you care about people. But you're doing something greater than that. And we said yesterday, when we do hesed out of feelings, the feelings are not always there. Today you feel, tomorrow you don't feel. For that guy you feel, for that guy you don't feel. Moods change, emotions change. Today I have a reason why I don't want to help this person, so I don't help him. You make your own rules, you make your own strategy. Because it's coming from within your own desires. It's a mitzvah. Hesed is a mitzvah. And sometimes, even when you don't feel it, you still have to do it. Let me give you an example. Torah says by the mitzvah of kibud av va'em, is there anything more natural than a son or daughter respecting their father and mother? Is there anything more worldly than that? Which nation doesn't have this basic human feeling to respect their parents. In fact, if you look in the words of Chachamim, you will find examples of kibud avaim by the goyim, Isab, Dama ben Netina. Very natural to respect one's father and mother. Very proper. But listen to the words of the Torah. And I read, I quote, Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha. Famous words of the Ten Commandments. Honor your father and honor your mother. Ka'asher tzivecha Hashem Elohecha. Like Hashem commanded you. What does that mean? Like Hashem commanded you. Why over here it says, like Hashem commanded you? Torah is warning you. Because you have a natural desire to respect your parents, you might say, this is natural, this is what I feel, it's not a mitzvah. It's my obligation to my parents. I wouldn't be human if I didn't respect my parents. Where's my hakarat hatov? Hashem says, be careful. When I gave you the Torah, I didn't give you laws just to feel good and just to do good for others. I'm trying to elevate you. When you do the mitzvah of kibud av va'em as a mitzvah, when you go serve your father and you say, I am coming to do the mitzvah of the Creator, it elevates your action. It makes it more powerful. I tell sometimes fathers or mothers that when you go at night, in the middle of the night, to take care of your children. So if you ask them, why are you taking care of your children? What should I do? They're my kids. Or, they need me. That's not why you should do it. It would elevate your entire act if you got up at night and you said to yourself, I am helping someone in need. That someone could be your son or daughter. He's also somebody. It's also chesed to help your children. I am helping my children because Hashem commanded me to take care of my children. That mindset, it elevates your action. It makes it godly. Helping people is earthly. But elevating it is understanding that this is a mitzvah. It connects you to your Creator. I'm not just helping my wife. I'm commanded to take care of my wife. Of course I have feelings for my children and I have feelings for my spouse, but I want to elevate my action. Tzedakah teromem goy. In this week's parasha, I'd like to give you an example of the power when you do an act because Hashem commanded you. If you do it as a form of appreciation to the Creator, to thank Him for all that He does for you, and you tell Him, I want to do what you ask me. I want to be like you. That intent, that way of life, when translated into the chesed and the kindness in the home, in the family, it elevates the entire home. I'd like to share with you an example in this week's parasha. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, at the age of 120. Moshe Rabbeinu, 40 years done. They're ready to move on. The Pasuk says, Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe. He tells him, Nekom nikmat b'nei Yisrael. I need you to fight one more war. You have to go and fight the Midianim. The people of Midian need to be wiped out for what they've done. Ahar, and after you finish this war, Te'asef el Amecha, you will go and die. Very simple. You have one more mission. You fulfill the mission, Ahar, after the mission, Baruch Dayan Ha'emet. That's how it goes. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu immediately went, gathered the troops, and he went to fight the war with Midian. Comes the Midrash and says, listen to this Midrash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, listen to these words. Ilu haya rotze Moshe lihyot kama shanim. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have wanted to live a few more years, and why not? Who doesn't want to live a few more years? Especially if you're 120 and strong like Moshe Rabbeinu was. The Torah tells us that at the day of his death, he was strong, energetic, like a young man. Who wouldn't want to live a few more years? Especially if you're Moshe Rabbeinu, every day, every hour of your life is Olam Abba in this world. It says that the Gaon Mevilna, a famous story, the great Gaon Mevilna, one of the greatest Jews that ever stepped on this planet, when he was passing away on his deathbed, he was crying because he couldn't fulfill any more the mitzvah of sisit. Who doesn't want to live more? We all don't want to live more. But the greater you are, the more you want to live more. The more you accomplish in this world, the more you want to live. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to live a few more years, hayahai, it was in his ability. We want to live more also, but it's not in our hands. That's the way life works. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he had the buttons to control how long he would live. How so? Because Hashem told him, you have one more mission. After your mission is the time. So now, he wasn't given that you have to do the mission now. You don't have to do it. It doesn't say do it today. It just says you have one more mission. When you finish, you go. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no rush. All he had to do was delay a little bit. Why does he have to go fight them now? Who wants to fight a war anyway? And only Moshe Rabbeinu knew about this. It's not like people knew that he had to go. Hashem spoke to Moshe. He told him, listen, you got to fight the war. He says, Ela lehodi'acha shivcho shel Moshe. This pasuk is coming to tell us something special about Moshe Rabbeinu. Whenever we speak about someone special, it's just meant to tell us what it means to be special. It's not coming just to tell us how great he was. It's coming to tell us what makes you special. What makes me special? What makes Moshe special? He says, Amar, he says, I'm going to delay Hashem's commandment Because I want to live longer? Hashem telling me to do something. I'm going to delay it just so I can live. He says, no way. And he went on and immediately fulfilled the mission, which means he died right after. That's called a person who lives life by asking constantly, what does Hashem want? And when they do something, they do it as a way of serving God. That's not what I came to tell you. The Midrash continues and says, but Yehoshua Binun, the one who led the Jewish people after Moshe, lo asaken. He didn't do the same. The loyal student of Moshe did not follow his rabbi. Because when he came to fight with the 31 kings that were in the land of Israel at the time, they needed to capture the land. There were 31 kings there. Amar says, Yehoshua, im ani horgam, if I wipe them all quickly, ani met, I'm not going to live anymore. That's my mission. The same way it happened to my father, my rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu. So what did he do? Says the Midrash, he delayed. Like the Pasuk says in Yehoshua, Yamim Rabim Hasa Yehoshua et Kol HaMelachim Ha'ele Milchama. He did the war over many, many, many days, many years. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told him to Yehoshua, Vekach Asita. That's what you do. You delay the wars so you could live longer. Hareni mekatzer shenotecha 10 shanim. I'm deducting 10 years off your life. You're trying to live longer? You're going to live less. Trying to make a system to live longer life by not doing what you're supposed to be doing? You're not going to live 10 years less, minus. This Midrash is impossible to understand. How do you understand Yehoshua Binun, who God himself told Moshe Rabbeinu, he's an Ish Asher Ruach, he has Ruach Elohim Bo. This man is the most trusted, most loyal, most, how could he veer in the way that he did? Let me share with you what his motive was. Yehoshua Binun knew that when he passed away, the land of Israel without Yehoshua Binun's presence may take a spiritual decline. The Jewish people may not be as observant as they're supposed to be, which is actually what happened. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua Binu, what did he want to do? He wanted to delay that he should be around longer so that he would be able to influence the people for a longer time. Simple. He's the student of Moshe Rabbeinu. Imagine having today with us the student of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's like having Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And now, Yehoshua Binu says, if I go and beat the enemies in a short time, I'm not going to be around for the people. I need to help them. So therefore, he delayed so that he could be there for them. What a beautiful idea. So why did Hashem reject such a mindset? He was doing it to help Am Yisrael. He was doing it to keep them going. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do it like him. That's a question on him. I'm sure Moshe Rabbeinu could have had the same thoughts. The more I am with them, the better they will be. Any father who cares about his children and is there to guide them understands that the longer he's around them, the more he can help them. Any rabbi knows if they're really helping people, the more he's there, the more they can do. Moshe didn't make that calculation. Yehoshua did. Why? And why was he wrong? Why was he off? My dear friends, I want to tell you something very powerful that comes out of this whole story. What was the reason that Yehoshua delayed? Because he wanted to be able to influence the people longer. But what he missed was, is that there's no greater influence that could change the Jewish people than to see you doing Retzon Hashem. There's no greater avira, there's no greater atmosphere that you could instill in your home than the atmosphere of I am doing the will of the Creator. It elevates your actions. I don't keep Shabbat because the neighbor next door keeps Shabbat. I don't keep Shabbat because it's enjoyable to keep Shabbat. I don't keep Shabbat because my father kept Shabbat. That doesn't make your Shabbat very elevated. It's nice, but not the elevated Shabbat. Someone who walks in tonight to Shabbat and looks to the Creator and says, after all you've done for me, I know this is what you want for me, from me. This Shabbat, I am doing Shabbat for you. Retzon Hashem, that Shabbat is elevated and your family is elevated. Very big difference when a father keeps Shabbat because his father did it, because that's what we do, or I am here to do the will of the Creator. It elevates Shabbat, it elevates wars, it elevates kindness. When a person gives tzedakah out of a sense of obligation to the Creator, it elevates his charity and it makes it stronger and long-lasting. Pasuk says, listen to this pasuk. Yirat Hashem. We say it by mincha of Shabbat. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Yirat Hashem Tehora, fear of God is pure, Omedet La'ad, it stands forever. What does that mean, it stands forever? It means that when you do tzedakah because of your feelings, that will not be always. It will be up and down, depends on your feelings. But if you do an act out of fear of God, then it's la'ad. It will stay forever by you and the people around you. Yehoshua bin Nun could have made the Jewish people stronger, la'ad, if he would have done the will of God the way he's supposed to. This is Hesed Le'umim Hatat. When we do kindness, like the street does, we're lacking. We could have done something so much more powerful. Let me give you an example of that. I don't know if you know this, But it says, "Vayakom Melech Hadash al Mitzrayim," a new king rose over Egypt. The Midrash says, a new king? He wasn't new. What's going on? Why is he called new? Says the Midrash that the Egyptians came to Paro and they told him, let's go and fight this nation of Israel that's living in Egypt. Let's make them crazy. Amar Lahem, Paro told them, Shotim, you fools. Ad achshav, mishelahem anu ochlim. We're eating today. We're successful today because of them. Yosef put them on the map. He saved Egypt. This is 100 years later. But he told them we're still eating from their kindness. How do we bother them? How do we hurt them? What are you talking about? Lule Yosef, lo haya lanu chayim. If not for Yosef, we wouldn't be alive today. You want me to go declare war on them? Never. Listen to this. Kevan shelo shama. They show Paro is not listening. Horidu mikiso. They took Paro and they told him, you're dethroned. No more. You're not the king anymore. I don't know how you could take a king and make him not a king. I guess there's no king if there's no people. So it must have been a pretty heavy amount of Egyptians. They told Paro, we're sorry, goodbye. You're not the king anymore. And they brought him down. And how long did that last? Says the Midrash, 3 months. 3 months he became a citizen. I'm sure they put him under house arrest. Until he told them, whatever you want, I'm with you. And they put him back to be the king. That's what it means. Vayakom Melech Hadash. It's a new king. He was no longer king, and they put him back. What an unbelievable story about a man that we thought was so cruel. This man, Paro, who ended up murdering children daily, who made innocent people suffer, who would not listen and rejected the Creator's plagues. This same Paro was willing, out of Hakarat HaTov, he was willing to lose his royalty. Do you understand? Do we understand how difficult this is? Let me give you a Gemara. Hachamim, our rabbis tell us, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Perahya, says Rabbi Yoshua, but Tehila, this is in the beginning, before I was a leader, Kol HaOmer Alela, anyone who would tell me, why don't you become a leader? There's an empty chair up there. Go sit over there. Ani Kofto, is if that guy would tell me to be a leader, what a headache. He says, I would take the guy, I would tie him with ropes, Venotno Lifne Ha'ari. I would put him in front of a hungry lion. In other words, I wouldn't be so thrilled with that suggestion. You want me to be a leader? The headaches of being a leader is impossible for any normal human to want. Who wants that? I'm not doing it. Ata. But now that I already sat in the chair, same rabbi, Kol ha'omer li lered mimena. Anyone who says to me, come down. Enough. We don't need you anymore. We have a new chief. We have a new leader. You're out. You're not the Rosh Yeshiva anymore. Someone who tells me to go down? Ani matil alav kumkum shel hamim. I would take boiling water and pour on him. The first guy, he only let the lion do the job. But to bring him down, he himself will do the job. I'll take boiling water and pour it on him. Well, what happened to you? You were the guy that didn't want to even be one. Yeah, that's before. But when you're on a position of leadership, it becomes much more complicated. And yet Paro has such hakarat hatov, he has such feelings of appreciation for Yosef 100 years later, that he's unwilling to go against the Jewish people because of Yosef, and he's willing to lose his royal chair. What great rabbis struggled to do, he was willing to do for Yosef and for appreciation of Yosef. How does this same person become a murderer of the same people? How does he become the example of evil? How does that work? Same guy. Here's an example of Hesed Le'umim Hatat. Why did Paro not want to hurt the Jewish people? Not because God said it's wrong, because he felt a certain amount of appreciation. He was royalty in the royal palace. They learned the history of Egypt. Yosef was an icon. Like today, they learn about George Washington, but much more. Yosef in the royalty of Egypt was a person that they all just naturally felt connected to. It was royalty, it was national importance, it was the icon of Egypt. He felt, how can I go against this man? How can I do something to hurt him? It was against his nature to go and hurt Yosef's family. But after a few months, where it was no longer the same feeling, where it was hard for him, he turned around and became the most cruel person to the same people. That's what Abraham told Avimelech. He told him, "Ki amarti rak en yirat Elohim b'makom hazeh." There's no fear of God in this place. V'haraguni al devarishti. And because there's no fear of God, they could kill me. Fear of God is what makes people consistent. Yirat Hashem teora omedet la'ad. To be consistently charitable. To consistently help those in need. Not to go with feelings. Feelings are not reliable. A person needs to do kindness because it's a mitzvah. When a person does mitzvot of kindness in that way, omedet la'ad, he will continue him and his family after him. The mitzvah of kibud avaim, a person has to study the laws. It's not enough to say, I appreciate my father, to appreciate my mother. It's not enough. You have to know it's a commandment. When it's a commandment, it takes on a whole different level. You have to learn the laws. You know, some people, they honor their parents because they feel like their parents deserve honor. And sometimes they feel that they don't deserve honor. And sometimes they have parents that are difficult. So what's going to happen? Well, it depends on your feelings. It doesn't go like that. Kasher tzivecha. When you keep Shabbat when Hashem commanded you, and you do kibud av va'em because Hashem commanded you, and you do tzedakah because Hashem commanded you, you elevate yourself and your surroundings, and it's la'ad. La'ad means it's forever. You don't have to worry about interruption because you're doing it in the most elevated way. Bottom line, this will end our subject of what does it mean, hasadim tovim. Hasadim tovim means to be a person of kindness in an elevated way. When you look to Hashem and you say, Hashem, I am doing your will to feed my children. I am doing your will to take care of them when they're not healthy. I'm doing your will to help my neighbor. I'm doing your will to give charity, to elevate. We're, Baruch Hashem, we're a nation of kindness to our families, to our friends, to our communities. We are a nation of kindness. But if the mindset changes, it becomes a whole new level of action. This is Hasadim Tovim, the same acts that we're doing every day, make it more elevated by seeing the Creator in your actions. And I will end with a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat. Listen to this Gemara. Besha'a Shemachnisim Adam Ledin, says the Gemara, when they bring a person to judgment, meaning when they want to assess the quality of a person. Omrim lo, they ask him. They have a few questions for him. Nasata venatata be'emuna. Tell us, did you deal in business honestly? Did you do business with emunah? Were you reliable? Did you keep your word? Did you have integrity? That's a very big question. To go, this is not for a day, for his lifetime. Were you an honest businessman in your dealings? That's question number one. Kavata itim la Torah. Did you set time to learn? Asarta bepriya veribya. Did you get married? Did you have children? Did you raise your children? Did you asakta? Were you busy raising your family? And more. I'm skipping now till the end. Now imagine a guy comes to Shamayim after 120 and they tell him, you're honest in business for 100 years? Check. Emunah, I was a person completely reliable. I was a person of my word. I was honest. I was straight. You learned Torah. Never missed a day. I had my kivyut. You raised your children. You had children. You gave them chinuch. What are you talking about? For 40 years I'm doing this. 50 years I'm raising my children, I'm helping, I'm guiding, I'm doing. I'm there for them financially, I'm there for them spiritually, I'm there for them. My children, my life is my children. Great. Check. Says the Gemara, even if the person gives a check to all the questions, listening, Yirat Hashem, he otzaro in. If he did all of this with fear of God, same action. If he did it as a way of connecting to the Creator, That's called fear of heaven. If he learned Torah, not because it's popular. If he learned Torah, not because he loves it. He learned Torah, not because it's useful. He learned because Hashem says to learn. If he was honest in business, unbelievable. Why were you honest in business? Because I'm an honest guy. Because that's the way to be. Because my father was honest. Because it's wrong to cheat. Because that's not called being honest because of Yirat Hashem. When you go home after the day in work and you were honest, ask yourself, why am I doing it? Why am I being honest? I'm honest, you know why? Because Hashem said. That's why I'm honest. It's the most natural feeling to be honest. But that's not why I did it. Tzedakah teromem. I became an elevated human being through my honesty. I wasn't just honest. I became a whole new breed of a human when I'm honest because I'm fulfilling the Creator's will. I became godly through my honesty. All the questions, you raised your children, yes. You don't know what I do for my children. I gave them my energy, my money, my thoughts, my worries. Why'd you do it? What do you mean? It's my kids. What does that mean? I love my kids. I'll do anything for my kids. Says the Gemara, if there's Yirat Hashem in all the answers, he otzaro, then he has the warehouse. In, if your warehouse of actions in this world, your kindness, your raising of your children, your honesty, your Torah, if the warehouse of beautiful accomplishments in your life are with Yirat Shamayim, if they came with that mindset, in, then they tell you in Shamayim, what an elevated life. Elah, and if you did everything, imagine, honesty, full, never cheated a guy a dollar. Kept your word, always. You're always there learning when you're supposed to be, every day. You raise your family and children like no father and mother ever raised their children. And more. But if you're missing Yirat Shamayim, if you did it because you love it, because it's right, because it's what we do, because that's what I feel, because, says the Gemara, Ilo, if Yirat Shamayim is missing, lo, tell you failed. Failed? What? Failed. I'm honest for 100 years. I failed? I'm raising my family for 100. I failed? What does that mean I failed? How did I fail? They ask you, oh, wait, hold on. Wait. Are you a Yehudi or are you a Goy? If the answer is I'm a Goy, they tell you, oh, okay, you passed. You're good. You're good. That's what you do. That's living a wonderful life of a Goy. It's a beautiful life of a Goy. Honesty, kindness, raising a family, learning, wisdom. Great. Gorgeous. Sorry, we didn't know. But if you answer, I'm a Yehudi, Yehudi, what are you talking about? Ata behartanu mikol ha'amim. Hashem gave us a whole different mindset and goals of life. Our goals in life is not to be just good. Our goal in life is to be godly, is to be elevated, is to be heavenly. It's a whole different light on a person when they're doing things because God said. You will notice it on a person. Maybe you don't know what you're noticing, but you notice it. There's something very attractive about a person who does things because the Creator said. It's the same action, but it's not the same feeling, and it's not the same consequence. It's not the same effect. Everything changes around a person who's elevated. The same actions. Hashem says, oh wait, you're from Am Yisrael? Remember the pasuk, tzedakah teromem goy. In our religion, even charity, the most obvious of kindness, teromem, was given to elevate you, to make you overall a heavenly human being. The chesed le'umim, but if you do chesed like the street does, it's very nice, the street, but when they do kindness. But hatat, you're missing something so big in your life. You're missing the heavenly part of your existence. That's called hasadim tovim. Hasadim tovim, with every single act of kindness that we do for all people, to add in yirat shamayim, add it to your Shabbat, add it to your mitzvot, add it to your kindness, add it tonight by the kiddush. Stand up there, hold a cup of wine, and tell we're all about to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush like Hashem wants us. Hashem, here is our gift to you. And you start. Vayichulu ha-shamayim ve'aretz v'chol sema'am. You might say, what's the difference? Same kiddush, same words. What's the difference? No, it's not the same words. You're taking your home to another level of life. You went from planet Earth and you're living in a much higher plane. Same action, same life. One is elevated and one is lacking elevation. This is our great mission in life. Go out and light up the world like Moshe Rabbeinu. When you do Ratzon Hashem, it is there that you make people more elevated. Have a wonderful day. Shabbat Shalom.